Hepatitis B is a virus spread through bodily fluids and from mother to baby during childbirth. Historically, Alaska has had high rates of hepatitis B, especially among Alaska Native people. In the 1970s, widespread infection led to high rates of liver cancer in Alaska Native children. State Epidemiology Chief Dr. Joe McLaughlin says screening and vaccinations have helped reduce rates of hepatitis B in the state. And McLaughlin says the vaccine is still important in Alaska, which has struggled with high rates of chronic hepatitis B.
This universal birth dosing helps to ensure every baby receives protection, regardless of their location, their access to care, or any follow-up challenges that they might have. This approach has definitely helped reduce disparities in hepatitis B outcomes across Alaska for decades.
Public health experts credit the vaccine with dramatically lowering the risk of developing chronic hepatitis B, serious liver diseases, and liver cancer. For over three decades, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended that all babies across the country get the vaccine at birth. Then last month, the CDC narrowed its guidance, recommending the vaccine only for infants born to women who test positive for the virus or whose status is unknown. The guidance says women who test negative should consult a healthcare provider before vaccinating their newborn. But McLaughlin emphasizes that the CDC also acknowledged that each state has to consider its own hepatitis B rates and risk factors.
Alaska, where the rates are nearly three times the national average, clearly falls into a higher risk category as a state in general. And our data support continuing universal birth dose vaccination to protect infants in Alaska.
Health insurers have said they will continue to cover the hepatitis B vaccine. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.